month of the Tubu. May God end in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, of my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day is the commemoration of the two honored Saint Maximus and his brother Domadius. Their father's name was Valentinus. He was one of the Roman emperors who feared God and was Orthodox in faith, and gave him these two sons who were angelic in their purity and holiness since their young age, always praying and reading the holy books. When they realized that vanity of this world and all its glory, they decided to leave it and live a monastic life. They asked their father to allow them to go to the city of Nicaea to pray in the place where the first universal council was held in 325 AD. Their father rejoiced, and he sent an entourage of soldiers and servants with them, as was the custom of the children of kings. When they arrived, they asked the soldiers to go back to their father and tell him that they wanted to stay there for some time. Then they revealed their thoughts to a saintly monk, that they desired to put on the holy garb of the monks. The monk did not agree with them because he feared their father, but he advised them to go to Syria, where Saint Agabus abided. They went to Saint Agabus and stayed with him until his departure. Before he departed, he put on them the monastic garb and told them that he saw Saint Macarius in a night vision, saying, "Command your two sons to come to me after your departure, so that they may become my children." Then Saint Agabus told them, "I desire to see Saint Macarius in the flesh, but I have seen him in the spirit. After my departure, you should go to him in peace." God granted them his gift of healing the sick. Their report was heard in all the countries, especially among the sea merchants and the travelers. They learned the trade of making ship sails, and they were able to support themselves with money earned from selling them, and they gave the rest of the poor and the needy. One day, one of their father's stewards saw a ship with the name Maximus and Domitius on its sail. He inquired of the owner of the ship about these names. The owner told him, "The steward, they are the names of the two monk brothers, which I have written on my ship as a blessing, so that God with their prayers may prosper my business." He described the brother to him as one with a full beard and the other without a beard. The steward recognized them, and he took the man and brought him before the emperor. When the emperor made certain about what he had heard, he sent their mother and the princess, their sister, to meet them. When the woman met with the two saints and recognized them, they wept. Their mother wanted them to return with her, but the saint refused, and they comforted the heart of their mother and sister. After a while, the patriarch of Rome departed, and they remembered Maximus, whom they wanted to ordain in his place. His father rejoiced when he heard this. When the news arrived to Saint Maximus and his brother, they remembered the command of their father and Agabus. They disguised themselves and took their road along the Mediterranean sea shore, and when they were thirsty, God transformed for them the salty water into sweet water. They became very, very tired of walking, and their feet were bleeding. They slept on a hill because of their exhaustion, and God sent them a certain power that carried them to the wilderness of Shehit, where Saint Macarius was residing. They told Saint Macarius that they wanted to live under his guidance, where Saint Macarius saw that they were of rich background. He wrote that they would not be able to live in the desert because of its harsh living conditions. They answered him, saying, "If we are not able to live here, our father, we will return to where we came from." Then he told them how to plait palm leaves, and he helped in building a castle for them. He also told them about someone who would take the work of their hand to sell and bring them back bread. They lived in this manner for 3 years, never communicating with anyone. They only went to church to partake of the divine sacraments silently. Saint Macarius marveled, for they did not go to him all these years. He prayed to God to reveal to him their secret. He went to visit them in their cell, where he stayed the night with them. When he woke up at midnight, as was his custom to pray, he saw the two saints praying and a ray of light going from their mouths to heaven. And the devils were all around them like flies, and the angel of the Lord standing with a sword of fire to protect them. The next day, St. Macarius put on them the holy scheme and asked them to pray for him. They bowed to the ground before him, made matanya, in silence. When they completed their course and the Lord wanted to take them away from the sorrows of this temporary world, St. Maximus became sick. He sent word to St. Macarius, asking him to come. When St. Macarius arrived, he found St. Maximus ill with a fever, and he comforted him. Then Macarius saw a company of prophets and saints, including St. John the Baptist and Emperor Constantine, gathered around the saint until he delivered his pure spirit in dignity and in honor. St. Macarius wept and said, "Blessed are you, O Maximus." St. Matthias, his brother, wept bitterly and asked St. Macarius to pray on his behalf to the Lord Christ to take him also to be with his brother. After 3 days, he also became sick. And when St. Macarius knew by the Spirit, he went to visit him. On his way, he saw the company of the saints who carried St. Maximus before carrying the soul of St. Matthias ascending up to heaven. When he arrived at the cave, St. Macarius found that St. Matthias had passed away. St. Macarius put St. Matthias' body with his brother, whose departure was on the 14th day of this month. St. Macarius ordered that the monastery be called after their names, the monastery of El Baramos, as it's known until today. Their praise be with us all, amen. And also on this day of the year of 1826 AD, Amba Yusuf, the great scholar and the honored father, departed. He was the bishop of Gerga and Eskimim and was known by the name of El Abah. He was born in the town of the Nicaea in Upper Nikhila in Upper Egypt to rich parents who were compassionate to the poor and the needy. When Amba Yusuf was 25 years old, his parents wanted him to be wed, but he refused because he was inclination towards the monastic life. He went to the estate of St. Anthony's Monastery in the city of Boch. He stayed there for some time, during which his humility and piety were evident. This convinced the abbot to send him to the monastery. When he arrived, the monks received him with joy, for they had heard of the virtues and his knowledge of the Holy Scriptures. Shortly after, they clothed him in the monk's tunic. When the report of his father reached Pope John, the 117th patriarch, he called Amba Yusuf and kept him with him. After the Pope verified what he heard of Amba Yusuf's righteousness and knowledge, he counseled with the bishops who agreed to ordain Amba Yusuf a bishop over Echmim and Gerga. Amba Yusuf refrained from accepting this rank because of its responsibilities. However, he was ordained against his will. When he arrived at his diocese, Amba Yusuf found many heretics mingled with his people. He built a church and made a great effort to gather his flock, to teach them, to restore those who were lost, and to guide many of heretics to the faith. He wrote several articles on incarnation of the Lord of Jesus Christ and explained several difficult issues and ambiguous verses in the Bible. He urged the peace people to forsake all the bad customs, and they were engaged in, both inside and outside the church. He succeeded in putting an end to the quarrels and divisions from those who were in opposition to the truth. He was merciful to the poor and never judged anyone by his appearance. He was fair in judgment, never took sides, and did not accept bribes. He sent whatever money he had left to his brethren, the monks, in their monasteries. He did not own anything except the clothes and he wore, and those things which fulfilled his basic needs. He never uttered anything but the truth and was not afraid of the mighty rulers of the land. He shepherded his flock with the best of care. when God wanted to take him away from this world, and Beuseb became ill for a short period of time. While he was sick, he stayed some time in his diocese, and then in the cell of Pope Abba Peter, the 109th Pope. Then he went to his monastery in the wilderness. The monks rejoiced to see him, and his blessed life ended there. And he gave his pure spirit into the hand of the Lord, who loved him. He lived 91 years, 25 years before his monastic life, 31 years in the monastery, and 35 years as a bishop. May his prayer be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.